Hey friend, welcome back to the Rise and Shine podcast. I am your host and Christian life coach, Lindy Goodman, and I am so glad that you are here today. We are in the middle of a series called Love Notes, and these are shorter episodes that are going to give you real, practical, and tactical tools that you can stick in your back pocket and use in the day-to-day. And I cannot wait to hear how these impact you guys, because I know it's going to add insane value. These are the very tools that I'm using every day right now. And so I cannot wait to give these to you. And so as you're listening, I would love to hear the pieces that stick out to you, what resonates. Man, if you're going, man, me too. Yeah, I really like when you said that, I thought, have you been reading my email? How did you even know? Go send me a message on Instagram. I want feedback from you guys. I want to hear what's sticking and what's not. I want to hear what is helpful. What things are you sharing with your friends? Like, are there pieces of this that you're sitting down for girls' night and you're like, oh my gosh, you're never going to believe what I heard, and this changed everything. I want to hear those things. And so go find me over on Instagram and let's connect. Let's chat. All right, you guys ready to dive into love note number two, numero dos? So today we're going to dive into emotions a little bit. And this, you guys, buckle up, because it is going to be so good and it is also so needed. You're going to love it. All right. And I promise, if you're like, oh gosh, emotions, listen, this is a thing you've been needing that you didn't even know you needed. All right. So grab you something hot to drink. Settle in and enjoy this episode. Okay, guys, so if you're like, Lindy, why do we have to dig into emotions? Like, why are you doing these love notes on the podcast? Here's why, okay? Because this is what I've learned, is that we actually need to slow things down. We need to create some pause. It's actually like essential. Like, it's a necessity. We have to do it. Which is the reason why I asked you those really great questions in the last episode. So if you missed episode 108, go back and listen to that, because I offer you 6 questions in there that are really powerful questions to help you learn and engage kind of like where you're at, just to gain some awareness. And I don't say like, you know, gauge in the sense of like, are you doing really good? Or are you doing bad? Are you getting an A+? Are you getting a D? No. This is just like gaining awareness of where you are, because once you realize where you are, then you can begin moving forward to actually create the life that you want, experience your life how you want to experience it, and step into the things that God is calling you to, right? To like fully step into them with like everything that He created you to be. We have to know where we're at. We have to gain some perspective. So that was last episode. Emotions are so important, because We need to not only slow down, but we also need to learn how to tend to our heart and tune into the Holy Spirit. And emotions give us such an incredible opportunity to do that, because there's a lot of emotions that aren't very fun for us to experience, right? Like, would you agree with that statement where you're like, yeah, Lindy, there's a whole lot that I try to avoid and I actually don't want to feel at all. But I mean, even Jesus felt emotions. Right? Like, there were times that He had to like go and like be alone. There were times that He wept there. I mean, there, when you read like through the Bible, there's all these instances of like when He, during His like short time here, like on earth in like physical man form, like, you know, He felt these emotions and He gave us these emotions as a gift. I think that they, help us to and allow us to connect with other people. They allow us to have empathy and compassion for others. They allow us to be the hands and feet of Jesus here in this very broken world. And when you tap into your emotions, I honestly believe that I'm like, and my one of my coaches and mentors says this too. She's like, they are your superpower. Like, when you begin to tap into them, I mean, like, hold the phone, like you're about to like come unleashed, like in the best way. And what a gift it is to everyone around you as well. And so We're going to, like, you know, very surface level talk about emotions today. And I want to give you a tool. I'm going to ask you a couple of questions too. They're going to help you kind of, you know, learn, get some data on, are you like currently feeling emotion? Are you processing emotion? Are you avoiding emotion? Just kind of like, where are you at? And also know, like, wherever you are, we are all more alike than we are different. I guarantee you, I have been there, I am there, or like will be there, right? Like, and this is like a continual thing that we learn through our life. It's not like an arrived situation. It doesn't matter how much work I do on me and the number of tools I have and the things that I know or the emotions that I've been willing to process and work through. Like, we live in a broken world and there's going to be more emotions. There's going to be more things to work through. There's going to be more trials, more heartache, more amazing, incredible things too. And so it is just like, this is the journey. This is the journey. All right. And so when we approach it like that, then we're just kind of like, okay, like this is the journey. And this is one way that I can really like elevate like my experience of my life here. And so if I were to ask you on a scale of 1 to 10, like how are you? Like number, like 1 being like, I'm in the bed, 10 being, oh my gosh, my life is off the charts amazing. I didn't even know I could experience life this way. Where would you say you are between 1 and 10? All right. So I'm gonna give you a second. Just think about it. Give yourself a number. Don't overthink though. Okay. Give yourself a number. All right. I would venture to say odds are pretty high that you're somewhere in that mid range. And this is actually like a huge indicator for me. Usually when I'm in kind of like that mid range, I'm like, ah, I mean, it's fine. Like, I mean, good. Like I'm probably at 5 or 6, that I'm like, okay, Lindy, there's some emotion you're unwilling to process. And I tell my clients this all the time. I'm like, if you really want to fully experience your life, you have to be willing to feel, experience, interact with, allow the full range of emotions. And so to the extent, and I know y'all can't see my hands because I'm doing all the hand motions here, but to the extent that you are willing to feel some of those harder emotions like disappointment, anger, frustration, grief, sadness, those harder emotions, is the same extent that you're going to be able to feel the higher emotions that I hear most people say that they want, right? Like the most, when I ask people, what do you want to cultivate more of in your life? You know what they say like 80% of the time? Joy and peace. That is like the most common answers that I get, joy and peace. And I've asked a lot of people that question. And joy and peace. Okay, if you want to experience more joy and peace, you are going to have to be willing to experience some sadness and some heartache and some frustration and some anger and some grief and sadness. And you're going to have to be willing and inadequacy. And I just keep like thinking more. You're going to have to be willing to experience embarrassment, some of those other emotions, if you want to feel excitement and passion and joy and fun and just like, you know, gladness and now I'm like, where's my feelings wheel, right? But you get what I'm saying, right? Like if you want to experience those like, you know, incredible emotions, you have to be willing to experience the other ones as well. And I honestly believe like those harder emotions, they are hard to experience. They are hard to sit with, but there's so much gift. There's such a gift in that process because it really allows us to, it brings us to a place where we're like, man, like, yeah, this is hard. And man, I am really sad. And I need to grieve whatever is happening. And grieving we have a whole episode, by the way, on grief. Go listen to that. If you're struggling even with that word, if you're like, oh gosh, I don't even want to go there. There are, most of us need to just grieve the things that didn't turn out the way we thought that they would. Right? There's like, you know, the grief that most of us are familiar with, like, you know, losing a loved one or a diagnosis or things like that. But there's also just the grief of just, you know, motherhood not looking exactly the way you thought it would, or sending your kids to school after homeschooling them for several years, or just sending your baby off to kindergarten. Like there's grief in that we need to be allowed to feel. And oftentimes there's other emotions there with that, right? Like with the sadness also comes like joy and being so dang proud. And you're like, oh my gosh, look at them go. Like they're so smart and they're so brave. And like, they're learning all these new things, but also being like, man, like I just sending them off is like, just, it's the hardest thing. And I feel really lonely right now and I don't know what to do. And I'm struggling with my identity. And like, all of that is so normal. Like nothing has gone wrong. Perhaps you're exactly where you're supposed to be for God to come in and tend to your heart and do the work that he needs to prepare you for what he has next. Right. And so when we decide that we're willing to open ourselves up to all of that emotion, we begin to experience our life completely differently. And I just want you guys to hear my heart on this. Like, I'm not sharing this from a place of like, I got this all figured out. Every word I am saying to you in this episode, most episodes, but especially this episode, I myself need to hear. And so I am literally speaking to my own self right now, probably more than I'm speaking even to you, right? We all need to hear it. We are all more alike than we are different. I see evidence of that over and over and over again. And so no matter how you answered on that scale, you are not alone. Hear me say that. You are not alone. There is nothing wrong with you. You do not need fixed. You do not need fixed. Now you may need some care, right? And you may need some help learning how to navigate where you are. And that is where things like this podcast comes in. This is like free help, right? Free help, free care, free tools. My goodness, like the tools, like one of them I'm going to give you guys today. You're going to be like, what? You just gave us that? Free tools. And so there's that you also may find that you need like a one-on-one coach. You need one-on-one accountability weekly with someone who is going to sit there with you and guide you through these emotions that you're feeling, ask you really good questions to help you explore, give you a safe place where you can come and just be as you are and meet you there and not rush you out of that space, but instead sit with you in that space until you're ready to go on to the next thing, right? And that's where coaches like myself come in, right? Like we get to, like, it is seriously, I was telling my husband last night, I'm like, he was asking me, you know, kind of about coaching and like different things anyway, like how I kind of felt and like what the process was like for me. And I was like, it brings me so much joy to be able to sit with women. Most of the time it's mamas. And be able to just sit in that sacred space with them and let them, you know, process the things that are on their heart and ask them questions and pray over them and speak truth into them. Like, it is like such a gift. And it's something that I don't take lightly. And so you may find that you need some support like that. And even if you're wondering, you're like, man, that sounds like me, but I don't know. I've never hired a coach before. I've never even like, it kind of, maybe it seems overwhelming or you're just like unsure. Go send me a message on Instagram and say, hey, Lindy, can we hop on Zoom and chat for 15 minutes? Like, I just want to talk through this with you. I want to explore what this could look like. And just know that I hold you very open-handed. Like, you will know if you're like, yeah, this is for me, or no, it's not right now. And that's okay too, but that's always an option for you. And so, go shoot me a message if that's you. All right. Now I want to give you guys this tool. Okay. This is going to help you begin to process, some of these emotions, especially the harder ones, when you realize that you're like, man, I feel really dysregulated right now, or my chest feels really tight, or my shoulders feel heavy, or I feel like I have no patience and I'm like, you know, losing it with my kids. And I don't know why. I know it's not really my kids. It's something else, but like, I don't know what it is, or I'm just frustrated, or I need a minute to myself. These are all things that are the kind of like, check engine light indicators that this tool I'm about to share is going to help you with. Okay. Because you may not, if you haven't been paying attention to emotion, you may not recognize the emotion or be able to name the emotion that you were feeling. And that's okay. That is the perfect place to start, right? One of my sweet coaches says, she's like, all progress starts with truth. And I'm like, man, that's so good, right? And so just being willing to be honest with yourself, even if it's like, I'm feeling something and I don't know what I'm feeling, that is the perfect place to start, okay? All right, so typically this is how I do this. And I actually just sent a Voxer to one of my clients this morning and I was kind of walking her through like this very thing, right? And so I usually sit down in a chair in our bedroom. It's like my quiet spot. I love it. It's like just this little cozy nook and I will like sit down there, okay? But sometimes I can't get off of myself. And so I do this just like stand in the corner of my kitchen while my kids are like playing. And I'll just sit there sometimes with my coffee and I'll just like do this. Okay. But if you can actually plant your feet on the ground. That's good. That'll help your nervous system grounding. But this, I'm going to give you an acronym to help you remember this, okay? And so you may want to write this down, but it's RAIN, R-A-I-N. And my friend Elizabeth Servin actually shared this one day on her Instagram, and I jotted it down because I was like, man, that just so puts words and language around the exact thing that I've been doing in a way that's easy to remember, all right? So it's RAIN, R-A-I-N. So the R is recognizing. So first thing, recognize. Recognize where you are and what you're feeling. Okay, so, oh wow, I feel really like flustered right now, or I feel really hot. For me, I will often think about, where do I feel it in my body? So I'll try to like locate it in my body even before I try to name the emotion. And so typically for me, everybody's different, okay? But for me, usually it's in my chest. And so I'll feel it in my chest. My chest will feel like kind of heavy and uncomfortable. And I'll go, okay, it feels kind of hot. Like I just try to describe it as much as I can. And I'll even put my hand there sometimes. Like as I'm talking to you, I have my hand on my chest, okay? One or both hands, right? And I'm like, okay, it feels hot. It feels tight. And I definitely like, it just feels like kind of like a weight on my chest. Sometimes it feels even kind of like suffocating to me. And I'm like, okay. And I take some big, deep breaths. If you use essential oils, grab an oil. Orange oil, bergamot oils, lavender oil, any tree oil like cedarwood. I actually have white lights. It's a blend of white, like fir and pine and like tree things, white trees from Young Living. And it's strong and I love it. It's like my favorite. It makes me feel super grounded. Grab an oil, breathe it in. Or I've been doing a combination of like orange, lavender, and cedarwood and frankincense, and it's incredible. But put some oil on, take some deep breaths, and just breathe, okay? And put your hands where you're feeling it at, and I want you to just focus it on. I want you to just be willing to sit with it and be present with that emotion that you're feeling in your body. Be present with your own body, okay? And you may even need to tell yourself, I'm safe to feel whatever it is I'm feeling. Like I can sit here and I'm safe. I'm safe. God has me. He is with me. I can sit here. Like I am safe to just sit here and just breathe. Or I am secure. Something that one of my coaches said to me actually before I had my little girl, I was like going into labor any day, and she just happened to message me on Instagram. I am safe. I am held. I am protected. And I have like loved that so much ever since then. And so you may even want to use that, but like, I am safe, I am held, and I am protected. And just breathe. Okay. So that's one, recognize. Okay. The second part, the A is allow, which is basically you sitting there and breathing. That is allowing it. You're allowing that motion to be there. You're not trying to shove it down or ignore it, or picking up your phone to scroll on social media so you don't have to feel it, or going and grabbing Oreos so you don't have to feel it, or going and turning on Netflix, or like distracting yourself with something else. No, you're just sitting and being present with it. That is the allow. You allow that emotion to be there, okay? The I is investigate. And so really thinking about it and approaching it with curiosity, going, wow, it's really interesting that, you know, all of a sudden my 6-year-old needed something and my 1.5-year-old was like pulling at, you know, my pants and like, and crying. And I got really overwhelmed and really frustrated and lost my patience, or it felt like too much. And I started feeling really anxious. But like, wow, it's really interesting. And, even then, like, if you haven't named that emotion yet, think about maybe what would that emotion be? What do you think it is? Is it, are you feeling anxious? Are you feeling, does it feel out of control? Do you feel insecure? Are you feeling inadequate? Are you feeling angry? Are you feeling sad? You can Google, feelings wheel or a feelings chart, and it'll give you some feelings to actually sort through and look at to see if one of those feel like it might be what you're feeling. But putting, actually naming the emotion is going to help you begin to recognize, okay, when I feel this, I'm feeling a little bit anxious, or I'm feeling just a little unsettled, and I know that I'm safe to just feel that. Okay. So that is, that's the I, investigate, just getting really curious. I wonder what caused that. Interesting that this thing happened and then I felt that. I wonder if I might be feeling this. You know, you're just kind of like just gathering data. So you're just approaching it from a very like neutral perspective. You're not making it mean anything good or bad, positive or negative. You're not being like, oh man, like there you go again. You lost it again. No, you're just like curiosity and compassion. And so you may even need to be like, oh man, like, of course you lost your patience. There was a lot going on. Or it's been a really full day, or you've had a lot going on this week, or you've been navigating this really hard thing. And so everything else feels amplified. But curiosity and compassion. The N is nurture. Like, what do you need right now? How do you need to nurture your own self? What do you need? Do you need to soak in the tub tonight once your husband gets home and you have some help with the kids? Do you need to just make a cup of hot tea and sit and rest? Do you need to open your Bible? Do you need to pray? Do you need to journal? Do you need to, text a friend or call a friend that's going to be a safe space for you and just allow you to express some of the things that you're feeling? What do you need? There's also some really great, in episode 108, I'm not going to go over Megan right now, but at the end of that episode, I went over 6 needs. There's more outside of this 6, but these 6 are kind of the basic needs, that people tend to have like relationally. That'll help you be able to ask for what you need. Like if you're needing something from someone else, like comfort, it'll help you know what you need to be able to then ask for it, which can be really helpful and a gift to the person that you are asking for and yourself because you're getting those needs met. So go check that out. If you're like, man, I don't know what I need, go explore that list and listen to me talk through those at the end of episode 108, okay? All right, so that wraps up this episode. So again, it is RAIN, recognize, allow, investigate, and nurture. And so go, I want you to, one of two things, okay? Screenshot this, go share it with a friend, right? You just need to do that. But I think the other part, this is like my homework, my challenge to you, all right? To take this episode and I want you to go apply it because once you apply it, then it's like taking that tool and actually sticking it in your back pocket to where you'll actually use it and remember what it is. It's great to take in information, but you need to be able to apply it. It's going to help your brain remember. And it's also going to give you the confidence that you can actually pull this out and use it anytime, okay? And so I would love for you to go like, I don't know, go tag me on Instagram, snap a picture of something. Maybe it's you out on a walk or just your kitchen or whatever. And just share like using that, right? Like the RAIN. Or just tag me and be like, hey, Lindy, or send me a DM. I just used RAIN. I was kind of feeling this and tell me what your experience was, okay? But go share that. When you guys share things like that on Instagram, your stories or on Facebook, or even just via text with a friend or in conversation, like over coffee, you never know how that is going to resonate with someone else and how it's going to help them. It could be the very thing that they need to be able to hear. Also, it helps you further process the things that you are learning, which just like puts that tool deeper in your pocket. Okay. All right. Thank you so much for being here on this episode. Y'all, I try to keep these short and concise, but you know what? We're just going to go with that. This is exactly what it was supposed to be. All right. God knew this is what this episode was supposed to be. And so I cannot wait to hear your takeaways and I cannot wait to see you, chat with you next time. All right. Bye, friend.